thank you, Senator Leibman. I think I carried Sheboygan County alone just with your family voting for me, so I always appreciate that. But first off, congratulations, Majority Leader-to-be, Senator Fitzgerald. It's an honor to call you that again, and to have such a great team to be in front of, so many good friends from my time in the legislature and many new friends from along the campaign trail. It is great to see you all here. It has been an exciting couple of days for all of us, and it is an honor to be here. First off, I just want to congratulate you on a fabulous campaign from one end of the state to the other. I saw so many folks for the Senate seats. I certainly saw Dan, and your amazing effort, Dan. You did a phenomenal job, and I appreciate your sticking your neck out and doing that as well. So the only solace in that results on Tuesday is that you're here for me. So I appreciate that, and I will be here for you and your constituents in the Cooley region as well. But I've seen all of you all over the state, and it's an exciting time. But obviously, we face some tremendous challenges as well. And some of you may have heard me say this yesterday at the Capitol. I've said a lot lately, and Senator Ellis, you'll appreciate this. I said it's put up or shut up time, right? Now is the time. I didn't even have to put it on the blackboard. I got that, so I was all set. But you got one for me. I know you do. And we're going to be calling on you and plenty of others to help us out because for us, you know, this is somebody told me recently, kind of cynically, they said, well, wouldn't it have been nicer if you had at least one of the two chambers wasn't in your same party? And I said, no, this is our time. This is our moment. We face incredible challenges, but great challenges bring great opportunities. And for us, I think there's a time that probably is the first in a generation for us to really put this state government in the direction it probably needed to be headed for years in the past, in the direction that will help make sure that not only us, but our children and our children's children will be grateful that we stood up and took this challenge at this time. I've got two specific requests for you here today to ponder as we look ahead. First off, we know that not only the reason that we won, the reason that people came out in such numbers for all of us, including some who are elected in the other caucuses here as well, in which I'm going to reach out my hand and extend to them as well. In fact, your Senate colleagues, I'm going to stop in and say hi to them as well in just a little bit. And next week, we'll be doing the same with the Assembly on both sides of the aisle as well. Because I think when we talk about it, we heard it knocking on doors all over the place. People are scared about the economy. They're scared about whether it's their own job or their neighbor's job or their employee's job or the kid's job. They're just plain scared. We need to send a clear message. I said it Tuesday night, but I'm going to repeat it time and time again. The message I got is that Wisconsin is open for business. We're ready to go. We're ready to send a message that government's not going to be a barrier to economic development in the state. In fact, not only are we not going to be in the way, we're going to do things that actively make it better to create jobs in the state of Wisconsin outside of government. But and to do that, I'm going to need your help. We've got some ideas. You know, I talked a lot. It's something I briefed before we first brought it up, Senator Fitzgerald, on this and talked to many of you others thereafter. But we're not going to wait. You know, we're going to literally the day I and many of you take the oath of office come January 3rd, we're going to declare an economic emergency and call the legislature into a special session. And we want to focus on jobs and getting the economy going again. We've got some ideas about ways we can help small businesses ease their tax and litigation regulation burden, pull back on things like the state tax and health savings accounts, look forward to enacting major reforms and changing the Department of Commerce so it's not just about regulating commerce but really about promoting it. But our scope is not limited to that. We want to do things that are harnessed or focused, I should say, to harness the economic vitality we have in the state and build on it. But I'm lifting out a hand today to ask you to help me with that along the way, not just to vote for what we're going to send down, but because we know, and I know you talked about this on your jobs tour, not only in the Senate, but I know Senator-elect Zipper, you've talked about that in the Assembly as well, along with Senator Canvas and others, talking about how to create jobs and help create jobs in the private sector. We want to take those plans, incorporate that in a special session, and act on those things right away. Not only because it's important with a new legislature and a new governor, but I think most importantly, it's important to send a message to job creators in this state that we indeed are open for business, and we mean it, and we're willing to act on it. We're willing to make changes that make it easier for job creators to open up and do business in the state of Wisconsin. When we do that, I know it will help us in so many ways, most importantly because it'll put more of our mutual constituents to work. But it'll also help us because it'll make it easier not in the upcoming budget but in budgets to come. As more people are working, more opportunities created, more revenues coming in, not through higher taxes, but because more people are generating more wealth and opportunity in this state. I think that's incredibly important. And so I'm going to ask for your help along the way, not only to support what we send down, but to help us craft it along the way. Secondly, we're going to need your help in the budget. I got a briefing, went over and saw, first off, yesterday, my good friend, Bob Lang. It was good to be back near the Capitol talking with Bob, because obviously I have a lot of faith in he and his team. It was interesting walking around even after an eight-year absence, a lot of the same faces there, a few more along the way. I got a briefing from Bob and then went over and met with our state budget director. And Schmidtke did a nice job of walking us through the numbers as well. And as all of you know, this is not something we're inheriting lightly. I mean, this is a significant, significant challenge. But again, we have an opportunity to do things that we probably have never had an opportunity, at least for any of us in elected office, to even consider doing to really correct the direction of the state government and in turn help the people of this state. We're going to need a lot of help doing that. We're going to reach out to you. We're going to reach out, for that matter, to all members of the legislature and everyone outside of government to help us along the way. Now, we've got some pretty bold ideas. We're going to be working with you not only in those first days but throughout the budget process to do that. But we're going to need help, and it's going to be a matter of shared sacrifice. But I believe not only that you are ready for it, I believe the people of this state are ready for it. I think they sent us with a clear mandate, not only to get the state working again, but to fix our state government, to make it work, and to make sure we balance a budget in a way that doesn't just balance it for the next 2 years, but a way that stops us from kicking the can into the future. So I won't take too much time. I know this is your time, and it's time for your new colleagues coming in, who I'm happy to say I had the honor of campaigning with all over the state of Wisconsin. You've got some great new senators, some spectacular talent from all parts of the state of Wisconsin, and I look forward to working with them, and I certainly look forward to working with each and every one of you who are back here again as well. And it's great to be in Wisconsin again. Thanks.